about without anything on it? What do you call that?
Dirt.
It's a dirt road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the paved road with with a light colored surface you call concrete.
Well, it has to be concrete.
Mm-hmm.
We call it according to what it's made out of, concrete or tar and gravel.
Mm-hmm.
There is a sort of spongy stuff, and I can't think of the name of it now, that is smoother, but that's just come out down in this section the last few years, and I forgot what the name is.
What do you call the grassy strip that is between the sidewalk and the street?
A nuisance.
Well,
we call it a planting strip, but it isn't.
That's just something to mow, is that it?
Yeah, that's something to mow.
Okay. How about the ditch by the side of a braided road in level country?
Well, we just call that a ditch. Now, if it's deeper, we call it a gully.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Ditches and gullies serve the same purpose, but they serve it in different depths.
I see. And the do you have a name for a worthless dog that just hangs around? And
yes, but that would have to be deleted.
I see.
I think you're trying to get to, are you talking about mongrel?
Mongrel is one possibility.
Cur.
Cur dog.
And then the others that I can think of must be deleted, so.
I see.
And there's you, anyhow, I don't talk that many from you.
We get all kinds of interesting responses. This is a sorry dog. Did you ever hear of that?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry dog.
It's because there are many sorry dogs around. And another expression we have, it's grown up. This is kind of a recent expression, nobody's dog.
Nobody's.
Or a wild dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now that kind of dog is plaguing us considerably in this section, especially since the Humane Society has got to the place that it'll go catch them and then turn them loose on you.
Well, they're too humane.
Well, I like to be humane to humanes, too.
What do you call the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time?
A whinny.
Around a whinny. Mm-hmm. And a chicken bone shaped like
a wishbone.
Wishbone. And what do you call a second growth of hay or clover after the first has been cut and then
you just call it a second growth.
Second growth. Mm-hmm. And bread made of cornmeal?
Cornbread, of course.
Cornbread, yeah.
But now there's different cornbread. There's a hoe cake.
I was telling you
a while ago. Now, a hoe cake is made of cornbread. I mean, it's made of cornmeal and a little coarse cornmeal at that. And water. You may add salt, but very few people do. And it is fried on a spider.
Yeah, whereas the cornbread is just...
Now, there is other cornbread, as they call spoon bread, that is cornmeal and baking powder and buttermilk and one mess and another, and that's baked in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is egg bread that does its rising because whipped eggs are in it. And,
do you think of anything else that's made of cornmeal? do you ever boil it with greens?
Oh, you're talking about corn dodgers.
Corn dodgers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And from the way your eyes lit up, I think you like them.
Yes, as a matter of fact, getting close to lunchtime to ask questions like this.